This evening, we will be talking regarding the Prophet Daniel. Prophet Daniel is one of my most favorite person in the whole scripture. I have always loved Prophet Daniel simply because he has set an example of immovable, uncompromising faith. Now, Prophet Daniel is a man of absolute godliness, and he has set an example of godliness to all of us, God's children. Let us learn to walk like Prophet Daniel, and the Word of God gives us an example what Prophet Daniel and his godliness is all about. I shall read Daniel chapter 6 this evening with you, and I shall begin from verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Verse 5. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Verse 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions." Verse 8. "Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Verse 9. "Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree." Verse 10. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God." Verse 12. "Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not." Verse 13, "Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Verse 14, "Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him." Verse 15, "Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establish may be changed." Verse 16, "Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee." Verse 17, "And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel." Verse 18, "Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him." Verse 19, "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions." Verse 20, "And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him, innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Verse 26, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who have delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius, in the reign of Cyrus the Persians. Now, this particular story of Prophet Daniel is extremely precious to all of us, God's children, to learn a lesson of immovable, uncompromising faith. I shall read chapter 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. It is very interesting to note that this prophet Daniel, in verse 3 it says, was preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. Now, my dearly beloved, it is extremely important to pay attention that prophet Daniel has an excellent spirit in his body. Do you know why? It is simply because Prophet Daniel is a man of godliness. He practiced godliness in every day of his lifestyle. We have read earlier that Prophet Daniel is so flawless in all of his work that the enemies, who were very jealous of him, could not find any mistake with Prophet Daniel. He was so well known of his godliness in terms of praying three times a day towards Jerusalem that these crafty, nasty, and evil, jealous princes and presidents have decided to find fault in his worship of God. Now, keep in mind that Prophet Daniel worshiped the Lord God from a standpoint of loving him. It is not just doing outside physical religious worship like many, many other people. For example, the Muslim, they worship one day five times. Or some other Buddhist monk, they say mantras. Now, that is totally different. Or perhaps in churches, in Catholic churches or some other churches, many so-called believers also practice repetitive praying. That is not what I'm talking about. Prophet Daniel worshiped the Lord God and genuinely loved Jesus. You see, he practiced praying one day three times and separated himself unto righteousness on the basis that he loved the Lord God with all his heart, his soul, and his mind. It is not an outside religious activities or religious things, but rather from within his heart first. Now, it is very important to remember that God sees the heart of men. If you only go to church and worship and pray because you are trying to get something from God, then you need to repent of that sin. It is a sin, even though it is looking like praying and worshiping God, you know. It is not genuine. You did it because for yourself. You have some other motives. It's not pure, but not Prophet Daniel. Prophet Daniel loved God so much to the point that he would sacrifice his life for Jesus. For that reason, this prophet Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. When we genuinely believe in Jesus as a personal Savior and born again of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will equip us with wisdom, with the Spirit of the Lord within our body. And obviously, if we genuinely love him, that the Lord will abode and make his abode with us. Now let me read you John 14, verse 21 and 23, that our Lord Jesus tells us. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Now, these two precious promises were spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord tells us, he that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Prophet Daniel is the very prophet and the man who truly loved Jesus because he has kept the Lord's commandment and remembered his commandment and acted it out. Even though he was chosen in three kingdoms, starting from the kingdom of Babylon, and then, of course, the Medes and the Persians. Even though he is the CEO of the whole nation, apart from the king, of course, the prime minister, his heart is never uplifted. He's always a very humble and godly man, knowing exactly where his heart should be. Even though he is living in a beautiful castle, he did not flounder himself on his flesh. Even though he is rich materially and being blessed by the Lord, his heart is still with Jerusalem and with God and God's people. His mindset and his heart all day long is on the affairs of the Lord God. In fact, he had repented on the behalf and confessed the sins of God's people before the Lord God and asked the Lord God to forgive their sins. And he had petitioned that on the behalf of the people. Prophet Daniel is very well known to have prayed for 21 days straight in a row, fasting, praying, simply because he needed an answer. Now, how many of us, especially Christians right now, even spend time praying and fasting before God for even a day or two or a week? It is very sad to discover that churches in America and many parts of the world have lost the practice of godliness. It is a pity to realize that churches in America have become worldly instead of godly. Many churches do not practice godliness. It seems to me that godliness or messages about godliness is the things of the past. Churches today, if you walk in and step in, it is not uncommon to discover that instead of singing sacred hymns, they sing rock Christian music. How could rock and Christian be mixed together? But that's what they have. Even the music alone has become worldly instead of godly. And then on the top of that, within the churches, there's a lot of gymnasiums. Some of them doing haircut, some of them doing basketball or cooking classes. It seems to me it's more like a social club than churches. But that's exactly what happened to many, many churches of the end times, including in America. It is very sad to discover that preachers are not preaching the gospel after godliness, but rather after worldliness, isn't it? However, the word of God remained the same. Whether it is 2,000 years ago or now, the standard hasn't changed. It is people and preachers and pastors are not teaching the truth of the Word of God in their churches. They bring in a lot of social gospel, do have a lot of fun, but they forget that the Word of God is absolutely holy and it cannot change. In other words, the level and the standard of godliness stays the same, whether it is 2,000 years ago or the time of Prophet Daniel or even now. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My dearly beloved, I want you to pay close attention as to why Prophet Daniel has an excellent spirit in him. Many Christians today do not practice godliness. What they have, even though they are born again, they forgot the very fact one of the most important requirements of walking with Jesus is to be separate from the world. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are not to conform to this world, but rather to be transformed with the renewing of our mind, of course, through the Word of God. It is very important to practice godliness. Godliness itself, as the Apostle Paul mentions, brings in many, many promises. And one of the promises of godliness, as we have just read also earlier, is the presence of God in our body. As we practice godliness, we begin to look more and more like Jesus. Of course, vice versa is also true. If we get close to the world and we walk like the world and think like the world, you're not going to look any far away from unbelievers. Probably the same. You could be born again of the Spirit of God, but because you refuse to walk with godliness, the Holy Spirit that is inside your heart is not able to transform you. Now we read in here, verse 3 says, this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Prophet Daniel, practice of godliness, resulted in the excellent spirit of the Lord indwelling in his mind and in his heart. If you lack wisdom, my dearly beloved, I encourage you to practice godliness and confessions and repentance of your sinful lifestyle. Now the story goes that in verse 4, that the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Daniel's love for Jesus and his practice of godliness gives him the wisdom, super wisdom, even in the worldly affairs he does. Deuteronomy 28 tells us, if we diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord, we will be the head, not the tail. All the blessings will come after us. Do you know that? And of course, vice versa is true also. If you disobey the word of God, all the cursing will run after you. You can read in Deuteronomy 28, it's all right there. For that reason, because Daniel diligently hearkened unto the word of the Lord God, in whatever he does, it was flawless. There was no error or fault found in him. Then verse 5, then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. You see, Daniel's practice of godliness was so famous that everybody knows about his godly lifestyle. And these shrewd, cunning people who try to harm him realize that this man is so perfect in his worldly duties that we can't find fault in that area. Now we have to figure out one more fault, which obviously they can't find any. And so they figure out the only way to go around and give him a problem is to go concerning the law of his God. And so they figure out, let's do something, make a law that trap him, because he simply loved the Lord. And you know, Prophet Daniel is not going to change in terms of his lifestyle of godliness and praying 3 times a day, no matter what happened, including even if he is to be executed or thrown into the lion den. They discover, let's catch him by the tail that way. Verse 6 says, then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. In verse 7, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statutes and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. At this point of time, my dearly beloved, Prophet Daniel knew exactly what they were trying to do. Prophet Daniel has such an excellent spirit of the Lord God. He knew exactly what they're after. However, the king lacked wisdom. He wasn't aware of what they're trying to do. So verse 8, it says, now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. You see, they are trying to make it in such a way that even the king doesn't have any power. You see, the law is written in such a way that even the king cannot alter the law. Can you imagine what they are trying to do here? They are trying to outsmart even the king. And verse 10 says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. My dearly beloved, this is a very, very difficult test of faith. Very hard test. And if you do not practice godliness, I can guarantee you, you would not have the strength to be or to do what Prophet Daniel is doing. Despite he knew exactly what they are trying to do to harm him and to put him into the lion den, he knew that very well. Nonetheless, Prophet Daniel is a man of great and perfect, immovable faith. He did not budge at all, even though he could use and resort to his intelligence, right? It is not difficult to just shut the window and nobody will find fault at all. However, my dearly beloved, pay close attention. Prophet Daniel's inside, spiritual inside, was not focusing on the trouble. He knew deep in his heart that this is the test of faith that he must pass with flying colors. If you're not used to a lifestyle of godliness and be close with the Spirit of God, you will never comprehend. And just like the king blindly signed the paper of the laws to harm Prophet Daniel, he was not alert. You see, one of the very important benefits of godliness is spiritual alertness. In other words, if you practice praying before the Lord God, especially in the wilderness, early in the morning before the sun rises up, and that's when manna was picked up in Old Testament, and you take that moment of time to worship and the Lord God and practice godliness. Begin reading your words, confessing of your sins, and praying like Prophet Daniel in the wilderness. And three times a day, I can guarantee you, you will be spiritually very alert of what the enemies are trying to do. And you will have a beautiful spirit, just like Prophet Daniel. And so Prophet Daniel could easily resort to his human intelligence and close the windows, right? It is just a common sense. If somebody looked for trouble for me, I would do the same thing. However, he is not doing that, because if he does that, he has faltered into Satan's trap. You see, many times, as God's children, we must remember that things or problems or difficulties comes our way also comes from the Lord God. And Prophet Daniel recognized that. His eyes and his mindset was not focusing on his problem. He was focusing on the face of Heavenly Father. He knew exactly that this was permitted by Heavenly Father. And of course, Satan is attacking him simply because he's a godly man. And the scripture tells us that if we walk godly, we're going to suffer persecution, even right now. If you walk godly in your workplace, even in churches, people find you funny, find you weird. However, just like Prophet Daniel, we must focus onto the Word of God. It does not matter what others are thinking, as long as our Heavenly Father thinks that it is beautiful. And so Prophet Daniel decided to stay the same, on his knees, worshiping the Lord God three times a day with the windows open. He did not discount that. He didn't change his mind. He did not resort to his intelligence, but rather immovable. My dearly beloved, this test of faith is extremely difficult, and a lot of people would buckle under such scenario. Perhaps in America, where there's freedom of worship, we don't have that kind of testing yet. But someday, when there's a man of sin coming to persecute Christians, and man make us worship the image of the beast, and if you don't worship, then they'll execute you, or you can't even live normally because everything is marked by the beast. And if you worship the beast, you will end up in lake of fire. That's going to be heavy persecution if the Lord permits us to go through that time. In communist China and Russia, many, many Christians are in prison for their faith. Are you going to go through that? Are you ready for that? You see, the Word of God, through Daniel chapter 6, through Prophet Daniel, gives us an example how to be victorious under that faith testing. Now, what is more important in Prophet Daniel's mind is to please our Heavenly Father. You know, our faith must be tested. As the Apostle Peter tells us, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You see, faith that is not tested is no faith at all. You can claim, well, I have faith. Wonderful. Let's test it. What kind of quality of faith is this? Every one of God's children would have to go through testing. Faith that is not tested is not faith at all. It's just like you go to school. Somewhere along the line, you have to have an exam, isn't it? Or a testing to look at the kind of score that you've learned from your lessons, right? Likewise, every one of God's children must be tested for their faith to see what kind of quality that is. Is it of gold? Is it of silver? Or is it of stubble? Or is it of hay? God has to test that faith that is within us. And if we are tested and overcome beautifully, the Word of God tells us in the book of James that it's going to be the crowns of life that is awarded to us. My dearly beloved, that's what Prophet Daniel is seeing. He's seeing the face of Heavenly Father. He's seeing that his faith is being tested. He wasn't worried about those guys trying to kill him, trying to put him in the lion's den. His eyes, his mind wasn't there. If you were in the shoes of Prophet Daniel, what would you be thinking? Are you going to be thinking like Prophet Daniel? Or are you just going to figure out with your own brain how to decipher somebody trying to harm you here, right? You see, until and unless you have the Spirit of the Lord filling your heart because you practice godliness, you are not going to be aware of that spiritual insight that Prophet Daniel has. For that reason, it is very important for every one of God's children, those born again of the Spirit of God, to practice godliness. Now, practice godliness is not just reading the scripture and going to church. That is not enough. Practice godliness means reading the Word of God and acting out upon the Word of God and separating unto righteousness apart from prayer. We got to be very careful on what we see and what we talk and what we hear and where our footstep goes. If our eyes are not seeing healthy stuff, sinful stuff, that is not separating unto righteousness. If our ears are listening to music that is violent, music that is terrible, or gossips, we got to have to get rid of that. And our footstep, wherever we go, there are certain places we shouldn't be there. Whether it's bar, or movie theater, or video game places, it's very filthy. We should try our level best to avoid those places and separate ourselves unto godliness. You see, separating unto godliness means we have to be cautious of places and things that pull us away from godliness unto the world. Now, don't forget what the Apostle John says about the world. The world means the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, which include worship of mammon or money. And the Apostle John says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So our priority is to watch for spiritual health, our spiritual well-being, and anything that negates that and cause griefing to the Holy Spirit, we must remove them. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the dens of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king, and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. My dearly beloved, Prophet Daniel knew exactly that's what they're trying to do, to harm him, to kill him. The king was not alert at all, but Prophet Daniel, the very fact that he is a man after godliness, and he's got the Spirit of the Lord within him, he knew exactly that's what they're after. My dearly beloved, if we get close with the Lord God, we practice godliness, the Spirit that is upon Prophet Daniel shall be ours. And when temptation comes, we will have the strength and the wisdom to overcome the temptation. In this scenario, the Lord God has permitted it in such a way that nobody can help Prophet Daniel. Now let me ask you a question. Are you going through some problems in your life, some tribulations, some difficulties, where nobody can help you? It doesn't matter whether it is your finances, or it is your physical conditions, or it is some problem in the company or somewhere where you feel that nobody can help you. My dearly beloved, I want you to remember, when things are impossible, it looks as if nobody can help you, then perhaps I would say this way to you, that God loves you enough to push you in a corner so that you can begin looking up to Him through prayers. Many times God would push us through difficulties in order for us to turn our face unto Him, simply because He loved us. Now the Word of God tells us, with men it is not possible, with God all things are possible. Our Lord Jesus tells us, do not be afraid, only believe. If you believe, all things are possible to those who believe. You see, our Lord Jesus Christ frequently, through the Word of God, tells us to believe, not to be afraid. Satan, however, the enemy, always makes us afraid, right? We look at left and right and look at the back, our heart would just melt. However, the Word of God is what we must remember. If we have faith, all things are possible to those who believe. You see, nothing is impossible with God. For that reason, the story of Prophet Daniel lies before us. That's why we're reading about his story. It looks as if it is impossible. In this scenario, yes, it is. With man, it is not possible. Even the king couldn't do anything. He was so displeased with himself. And he tries his level best to deal with Daniel, but he couldn't. He knew he blew it. But the very fact that Prophet Daniel has a beautiful spirit, for that reason also he has such a strong faith and perfect faith before the Lord God, he was not worried. He knew exactly what was going on. And so the king was very displeased. He was so displeased with himself. Why on earth am I made such a fool by these guys? I should have known that, right? Many times in life, we discover that way. That is called lack of wisdom. And you know why we lack wisdom? Because we have yet to practice godliness. You see, when we practice godliness, the Word of God, there are many, many promises through the Scripture. For example, in Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So if you generally fear, in this case, the word fear is not a negative fear. It's a positive fear, means reverence, not the kind that comes from the devil, the fear that resulted in negativity. No, this, the fear of the Lord in here means respecting God because he is worthy of our respect and praise and worship because he is God. So when we genuinely revere the Lord from our heart, we will be like Prophet Daniel, filled with the spirit of wisdom. You see? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay? Put that in your mind. So everything that you do, if you do it on the basis of loving God, and we've just read that promises earlier, which I will read to you again. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So the first promise, if someone loved Jesus by keeping his word and his commandments, just like Prophet Daniel, the first promise is God will manifest himself to whoever that person is. In this case, Prophet Daniel. Number two promise, if a man loved me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So the second promise of loving God, which means keeping his commandments and acting out accordingly, then the Lord God himself will come and stay with us. He will come and stay in our hearts. In this case, Prophet Daniel qualifies for these two promises. He genuinely loved the Lord God, and so God will not only manifest to Prophet Daniel, as well as abode with him. And when danger comes, the Lord will send the angels down, like the case in this story, to shut the mouth of the lions. So my dearly beloved, it's very important for us to genuinely love Jesus. When we love him, he promised to manifest himself to us, number one. And number two, when we love him, he will come and stay with us and protect us. You see, even King David says, through Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Let me repeat this verse. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Now, this promise is absolutely true because I discovered in my life I have many, many, many difficulties that the Lord God have delivered me out of every difficulties, and every difficulties will only bring forth spiritual growth and testimonies. Isn't that wonderful? So don't be afraid of difficulties. It is good for us. Even King David said that. You see, afflictions is good for us. Temporarily, it is a knife. It doesn't feel comfortable for the flesh. But if we learn with the heart of thanksgiving, then recognize it is a knife. A knife means it is not due to our own mistake or our own sins. It is somebody else's mistake or some of the problem that arises not because of a mistake. That's called a knife. And when that hits us, we've got to learn to buy oil of the five wise virgins. In other words, we have to thank the Lord God by faith that this is a lesson. There is a lesson behind these knives. When it hits our flesh, we must crucify our flesh. Remember to always give thanks, like the Apostle Paul says, in everything. Because when we give thanks, spiritual, we begin to grow. And by faith, our faith will grow. And then, as that problem hits us, we begin to petition through prayers. I say, God, you promised through your word, In John 15, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and thy word stays in my heart, whatever you ask, it shall be given unto you. So, my dearly beloved, it is very important for us to remember the word of Jesus, and so that whatever we pray for, it will be given to us accordingly. And that I have personally experienced, and I can guarantee that for you. And so in this case, verse 16 says, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the dens of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And verse 17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? My dearly beloved, the king obviously loved Prophet Daniel, because Prophet Daniel was very faithful even towards the king. And the king knew that. And so the king tried his level best to save Prophet Daniel from the lion den. However, even being a king, he could not do anything in this scenario. And so his only last resort is to comfort Prophet Daniel and praying and hoping that God will deliver him. He does not have the faith of Prophet Daniel, you know. It is obvious because he was worried. He couldn't sleep. And when he came in the morning, he was fasting at night. He was so worried that there was no instrument of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. You see, he was a man who have heard about God, but not enough to have faith to know that God will deliver Prophet Daniel. He was so worried, he couldn't sleep the whole night. Are you like that many times? Do you have the faith of Prophet Daniel? Or do you have the faith of the king who could not sleep the whole night? You see, until unless you've experienced personally what our Lord God is like, you're going to be like the king. Can't sleep at night, I'm worried. My dearly beloved, you see the differences of faith right here? This king has not known sufficiently about a heavenly father. But Prophet Daniel is absolutely immovable in terms of his faith simply because he knew what a heavenly father is about to do and what he is like. You see, for example, if you know somebody well enough, like your dad, your mom, and you know them because you lived with them for a long time, you won't be worried if there's any food at home, because you know why? You know your dad and mom loves you, and they will always provide that, simply because you have lived with them for a long time, right? Let's assume you go to a new friend, and you don't know that friend well enough, whether we'll provide food in the morning or not, you will get worried because you don't know that friend enough to know what kind of personality or what kind of behavior that person is going to do. Right? Exactly the same. In this case, Prophet Daniel knew our Heavenly Father very well. That is why he was not worried. But the king does not know God enough. He was so worried that at night he could not sleep. And he was so worried that he fasted, and with lamentable voice, he was very depressed, very sad, worried so much to the point that he had lamentable voice, means a sad voice, and said, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? He was so worried, he didn't have the faith. He was still questioning, is God able to do that? My dearly beloved, are you that way? Are you worried that God is not able to solve your problem? Do you question him? Do you doubt if God loves you? My friend, I can guarantee you that God is a God of love. The God whom I serve is the same God that Prophet Daniel has served. And it is the very same God that you are serving because he is our Heavenly Father. He knows our needs. When we are in trouble, he's out there next to you. And if you hear my voice this evening, it is not by chance that you hear it. It is the voice of the Lord through my lips telling you that God loves you. And don't you ever worry, but rather pray. You see, the Lord Jesus tells us, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and ye shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you. When you ask, keep on asking. Don't ask just one time. Keep on asking. You know, I prayed for my parents. They were Buddhists formerly. My mother, I had to pray for 28 years from her Buddhism to come to believe in Jesus. She was not a regular believer of Buddhists. She was a staunch Buddhist, and worst of all, she was even a fortune teller and an astrologist, and were very much against me in my faith of believing in Jesus. She has persecuted me for many, many years, but I do not give up. So I continue to pray for her and pray for her and pray for her, and one day it is time for her to be saved. My dearly beloved, I witnessed to see my own mother 28 years from her religion of darkness, of impossibility. Everybody in town where I was born knows that it is not possible for her to be safe. But you see, with men it is not possible, but with God all things are possible. Amen? So my mother was saved after 28 years of prayer. And my father was saved after 20 years of prayers. And the story of my father is a miracle also. My father used to tell me when I first believed in Jesus that I should not be too fanatic. And he said he does not believe in no religion except money. But when I came to believe in Jesus, I knew exactly that the God that I serve is a true and a living God, much greater than mammon, much greater than whole materialism, because he is true. And so I decided to pray for my father for 20 long years. And he used to tell me, he said, if Jesus can give me $1 million, I would believe in him. My dearly beloved, the God that we serve, not only can give us $1 million, he can give us anything if it is essential and needed, if it is according to our needs. It is not the issue of how much and what they are. The issue is it beneficial for us? If it's not beneficial for us, he would not give it to us. I guarantee that, because he loves us. It's like if your son asks a knife from you and he's little, you're not going to give that child a knife because it's going to harm that child. No matter how much you scream and cry, a long sharp knife is going to do him harm, isn't it? As parents, we know that. Likewise, our Heavenly Father would only provide us things that is beneficial for our needs, not according to our desire many times, because it is not useful for us spiritually. God promised to provide our needs so long as we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, Jesus says. And automatically, all of these needs that we require would be added on to us. We don't have to worry about it. What we need to worry is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And going back to the story of my father, I prayed for my father 20 long years. And I prayed to God that God open his eyes and overturn his worship of mammon. So 20 years later, while I am in America and he lives in Indonesia, that's where I was originally from, one day the economy in Indonesia collapses. And there was a major devaluation against US dollars. Instead of $1 US dollars against 2,000 rupiah, it became $1 US dollars against 15,000 rupiah. And the problem is this. My father borrowed 1 million US dollars, not rupiah. So he was stuck, unable to even pay the interest alone, which is 25,000 US dollars a month. And his property becomes worthless. At that point of time, my father could not sleep for 3 long weeks and he wanted to die. You see, God is a God of amazement. And he is a God of love. And he's a God who will always answer prayers whenever we steadfastly and patiently pray and pray and continue to pray. It will be answered, my dear, because Jesus says so. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And knock and it shall be opened unto you. So one day after that incident, my father couldn't sleep for 3 weeks. He was going to die, he said. So I had a call one day into my office. And he told me of his problem. The time is up that my father should be safe. And God orchestrated in such a way that my father called me. And he told me the truth. You see, my father is a very straightforward person. Just like myself. And probably like my father. And so he said, "Daughter, I am going to die soon because I cannot sleep for 3 weeks. The problems that I have is too great. I am not able to pay the bank money because of the major devaluations. My father is so stressful, just like this king. Unable to sleep, the king was not able to sleep for a night. My father for 3 weeks. At that point of time, I told my father, "Dad, there is a heavenly father that loves you. Do you know? Would you like to know about him?" Before, my father was a man of pride. When you talk about Jesus, he'll just tell you you're fanatics. But now, God has permitted circumstances, difficult one, to come into his life to push him down into a position of absolute humility. You see, in life, many times God allows difficulties to come through our life simply because God loves us so much that he would like us back into his arms. At this point of time, my father said, "Would you tell me what your faith is all about? What the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about?" And as I began to expound to my father about Jesus, how he died on the cross, in order to save us and pay all of our sin debt in full. And if we just simply believe in him, he will send the Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our life. At this point of time, my father said, "I felt so peaceful in my heart. I'm experiencing the divine peace. So good and so peaceful. Would you let me sleep?" So I told my dad, I said, "Yes, go ahead and sleep." He said, "I have not slept for 3 long weeks simply because I am so stressed." My dearly beloved, this is a true story of my father. Ever since then, he believed in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My friend, if you're going through scenario like this, turn to Jesus. If you're praying for someone, perhaps your daughter, your son, perhaps it could be your mother, it could be somebody close to you, your friend, do not give up, because God has his own timing. Meanwhile, God also stretch our faith to continue praying and praying and praying until the time is up and prayers will be answered accordingly. Verse 21, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Verse 22, my God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no matter of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. You see, when you believe in Jesus, it is not a superficial belief. When you believe in Jesus, you trust Jesus, you cleave to Jesus. The Amplified Bible, which explained the original meaning of the word believe, means believing is trusting, believing is cleaving, believing is adhering, and of course, believing is living out your life exactly like Jesus said. Many Christians today, when they say, I believe, in their head, they don't really believe in the heart. You see, many people say, well, yes, I believe in Jesus. In fact, I'm already baptized and I've been in churches for 40 years. And sad to say, they're not even born again of the Spirit of God. How can they believe? You see, to believe in Jesus, one must be genuinely born again of the Spirit of God. And once you're born again of the Spirit of God, to believe in Jesus is to walk exactly what Jesus commands you to do. It is not sufficient to say, well, I'm just born again, I'm going to stay put right there and walk in my flesh. No, that's not what the scripture says. The Apostle Paul tells us over and over again, walk in the Spirit so that we would not fulfill the lust of our flesh. Are you walking according to the Spirit? Are you living a life of godliness like Prophet Daniel is? Or are you just simply looking like the world? Even though you go to church, even though you could be born again, you forgot the very fact that the journey does not end by being born again. It is just the beginning of the journey. You must finish all the way through the journey to the finish line, to the end of it, and looking like Jesus. You see, believing in Jesus is obeying his commandment, just like we have read earlier in John 14. If you believe in Jesus, you will have his commandment in hearts and keep them. And your lifestyle goes around the word of God, not the other way around, not going around you. Not trying to suit the word of God to your need and pray whatever you like to pray and not obey the word of God. Now that is absolute sin. That is called unbelief. That's using God for your needs. In this case, Prophet Daniel genuinely believed in his God. And of course, just like John 14, verse 21-23 says, God not only manifests himself through the life of Prophet Daniel and delivered him, and the angel shut the mouth of the lions. But more importantly, Prophet Daniel has accomplished one very, very important mission in this test of faith. Not only passed the test of faith with flying colors, but more importantly, he's able to glorify God to the point that the king also learned the lesson of trusting in God the Almighty. Verse 24 says, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. You see, those people that are trying to harm you, don't worry about them. The word of God tells us, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Don't try to repay the vengeance on your own strength. Trust into the hand of the Lord. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It is his business, not our business, to do vengeance. And verse 25 says, then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages, that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. Verse 27, he delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persians. My dearly beloved, are you like Prophet Daniel? Not only you can stand and stood up for Jesus in your faith towards him, you can influence the king and glorify God in terms of his belief of the Lord God that we serve. King Darius saw with his own eyes how the living God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. And he decided to believe in Jesus and the Lord God and made a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heavens and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. Isn't that wonderful that even the king decided to believe in this God? He witnessed with his own eyes how the living God set Daniel free from this treacherous, ugly trap of Satan. You see, when God puts us through some tests, he always meant it well. It is for our good, to his glory. For that reason, the word of God in Romans 8:28 tells us that all things will always work out for the good to those that love God, isn't it? Every single thing that comes to God's children is always for our benefit. It's always for our good. Everything. Not something. Everything. Can you remember that? Everything will ultimately, perhaps the process may not look good, that's okay, but ultimately it is for our good and to his glory. Just like the story says, Prophet Daniel going through the lion den, going through the test of his faith, is ultimately for his good and to the glory of God. Do you know that someday Prophet Daniel will receive a crown for this test that was tested, and he scored beautifully against the story of the lion den? It is eternally marked in heaven, you know. The angels record them. Everything is recorded, and someday at the judgment seat of Christ, everything will appear, whether it's good or bad. And not only he passed with flying colors and received the crown of life, also the king decided to believe in this God, and the king's faith is increased too. You see, all of these things are to glorify God. For that reason, my dearly beloved, we must practice godliness. The benefit of godliness for God's children is amazing. We will receive the strength, the supernatural strength of absolute faith when test of our faith appears before us. When the devil attacks us, we'll have the strength to be able to shine forth for Jesus wherever we are. And if we falter or we fail to practice godliness and we become worldly, walking in our flesh, of course the opposite is true. You would not have the strength when the power of darkness comes over. You see, every one of God's children must go through all of the tests that God will give us in the journey along the path of the cross. My dearly beloved, it is now time to part. May I pray that you follow the footsteps of Prophet Daniel, who walked in absolute godliness in this darkened, sinful world. And remembering always that God is faithful to all his children and that there is no shadow of turning with him. May the Lord richly bless you once again in his words of promises. I ask and pray for in the name of Jesus, the victorious name of our risen Savior. I ask and pray for once again. Amen.